Okay. How did you come up with the idea for the video, That's No Way to Tell a Lie? And is it true that Mitch has a cameo role?
Yeah, Mitch is one of the Yakuza gangsters on the very far left.
Right.
His hair's slicked back and he's got the silver suit on.
Right.
So as you look on the screen, he's on the very far left.
Right. Okay. Was the video your idea?
It was the director's idea, and it was kind of one of those moments. It did feel nice because I knew that film so much. I knew that scene, you know, where kind of I don't want to sound like a cliche, but you know, the inscrutable face of Beat Takeshi is there trying to get the answer from this guy. And like and it was really good because like the way the director pitched it. He kind of got the slight reference to perhaps the longing for a secular society or the one which we've got, kind of thing. And kind of like he made the witch dipping analogy with the scene in the film.
Yeah.
And he made the connection between motorcycle entrance and that video, you know, the Asian backdrop, for want of a better phrase. And I just knew that film inside out kind of thing, so it was really good, you know. It was his idea, but
it's
I knew
a great video, actually. It's hilarious, but great at the same time.
I mean, I was on the train for like 4.5 hours. I know it's been dipped in canal for ages, and it was, even though it's much cleaner than it used to be, I remember just being dipped down at one point.
Yeah.
And I think I might have said before, but there was some very horrible stuff as I was being dipped down.
Lovely.
And I kind of had the stunt guy who was like, is there any danger in terms of swallowing more? He went, well, you can get bile disease, which is from rat's piss, isn't it? He said if he starts feeling ill, he'll get flu-like symptoms, get yourself to the doctor straight away, kind of thing. But I was kind of, you know, I had where it's like a wetsuit, which is gigantic, and then another little suit on top of that, then the suit on top of that, and the truss underneath the suit. And I was on the crane for 4.5 hours, and I actually quite enjoyed it. There's two guys operating the boom. They'd been around in the film business for like 4 years, and they were two old East End geezers. And they were like, met that Dicky Burton once, she was tough, hadn't you? So we were doing some work on that film, The Medusa Touch, and I love The Medusa Touch, it's a great film. And he's like, you know, and we used to complain to him, we used to say, Dicky, how is it, you walk in pissed every day, we never get a day off, you want me to piss, we get told off. And Dicky went away and thought, oh, I'll have a think about it for you. And he came on set the next day and he stumbled around, crashed into the set, you know, fell on the floor, and the director just went, that's it, my story's drunk, we can't film today. And he said, and then Dickie just from the floor went, that's it. So Dickie got his day off. They did the wire work and the early Superman films, and it was just quite an interesting experience. It was the first time I enjoyed doing a video for a long time. Mm.